Welcome back to episode 68 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. This is just going to be a free-form, free-flowing podcast. I'm going to play a little music and some of my thoughts. I recently went on vacation to Europe. My wife and I, we went to Florence, Italy, Cinque Terre, which is in Italy, and Paris, France. So we like to travel when we get the chance. I don't have a lot of money. We're not real wealthy, but we kind of scrape a few pennies together and try to get the best that we can and try to get out every other year or so and try to get away and see the world, you know, some real stuff. So, yeah, this is going to be free form and just put some of my thoughts out there. And I have a lot of thoughts, especially on Paris, because of a lot of the things that you see on YouTube with the immigration and how people are getting at one another and how dangerous it is. I'm sure there's issues out there as far as some of the no-go zones and stuff, which I myself didn't see, but I didn't go out into the, you know, suburbs of Paris. I pretty much stayed in the tourist area, but it was fine. I mean, it was 100%, you know, I was kind of double thinking it if we should go and, you know, I'm with my wife and I don't want to have to get into confrontational situations with people and immigrants. I feel bad for them as it is for their situation, why they're there and why they had to leave their countries like Syria and Libya and stuff, you know, because they got driven out of the countries as a result of war. But it's a whole mixed bag. You know, some of them are idiots and some of them are hardworking people. So it's a whole mixed bag, just like anybody else. I didn't have any issues. I had one or two people approach me. A couple of people semi-aggressively, but I put them in check real quick. You know, I just, you know, I came out my bag and let them know, you know, it ain't happening. And, you know, so it is what it is, you know. I mean, like I said, I do feel bad for the situation that's going on around the world that's causing people to have to immigrate and do those things. And it, like I said, it's a real mixed bag. You know, we have to learn how to live together and get resolution. We really shouldn't be in war in the first place so that people have to immigrate out of their countries. I'm sure they'd much more prefer just to stay home where they are with their families and, you know, live their lives there peacefully. But it is what it is. So, yep, this is going to be like a free-form episode. Paris is a beautiful city, man. I mean, it might be the most beautiful city I've ever seen. You know, I'm a New Yorker, and that's, you know, my New York runs in my veins, my city. I love it. But Paris is something, man. I could see why so many people talk about it, artists, and so many people were inspired by that city. It's beautiful, man. Nice people. You know, I got to use a little bit of my French. I speak a little French, basic. So I got to use it a little bit, and it was a very warm city. I liked it very much. Beautiful, beautiful. Arc de Triomphe, the Champs-Élysées, the Eiffel Tower, and just the art in the city. We got to see the Mona Lisa. We went to the Louvre. Went to see a Winged Victory, you know, that Greek sculpture. And amazing, just an amazing city. The city itself is like a museum. And I would have to say the top cities that I've seen in my life, you know, of course, New York being up there, would be Paris and Rome. Rome, the Eternal City. I recommend if you haven't seen it, you know, try to scrape a few pennies together and get out there. There's a website that I think is pretty good. It's travel. It's called tripmasters.com, I believe. You can get some really good deals on there. They're not sponsoring me or anything like that, but it's a great website. They have 24-hour customer service. Hey, Tripmasters, if you want to sponsor me, shoot me an email, alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. I'll definitely take your call. So, yeah, like I said, it was nice. Florence was beautiful. You know, they have that that cathedral with the dome. And it was like the main Renaissance city. We got to see the David, Michelangelo's David. Beautiful, beautiful sculpture. The city itself is beautiful. And then we got to this little area that's called Cinque Terre, or Five Lands, which is the Italian Riviera. It was a little day trip that we took. Caught a bus and a train out there. And it was like €100 to do it for the day. And it was well worth it. We got to see it. It's similar to it, like the Amalfi Coast. So, yeah, look it up at some point if you're into traveling and check it out. If you're fortunate enough, you know, if God has blessed you, you have the opportunity to get away a little bit. That it would be a good opportunity to see that. Something I highly, highly recommend. So, yeah, you know, everything that I hear on YouTube, they talk about how dangerous it is and everything like that. I'm not sure if there's some kind of agenda to stop people from visiting Paris. So if they're trying some kind of brainwashing or something like that. But like I said, if you're thinking of going to Paris, man, go and enjoy it. You know, there's no terrorism going on, anything like that. Of course, you're going to have to keep your wits about you. It's a major metropolitan city. And, you know, you don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, obviously. You know, you want to, like I said, keep your wits about you and think what you do. And if in the event people, you know, approach you or whatever, just deal with it the way you would deal it in any city. Just, you know, be firm and, you know, make eye contact and just, you know, speak, you know, stand up on your feet and speak, you know, speak up loud and clear, you know. Not confrontational, but not passive either. Just go about your business and do what you do, you know. Have your confidence with you. So, yeah, that was a great trip. And, yeah, I'm going to get into a little music and a couple of little sound bites. And I'll jump in and out of this podcast. So hopefully you get to enjoy this and let's get into it, man. And the music that you're going to hear on the podcast is going to be Fair Use Creative Commons license. So I'm putting it in just to, you know, fill in with some of the education, narrative, instruction, and, you know, just the whole body of the podcast, which is, you know, basically to edify and, you know, kind of teach people and you know, a cultural experience. So, like I said, the music in here is for a Fair Use Creative Commons license. So, again, let's get into it.
The blunt dipped in honey.
Rotate your head like a gyro. My head grows in naughty spirals. Feet resembles Christ's description from the Bible. Water walker. Immune to all physical torture. Pull out fast in a Porsche. Upon a double crosser. My penis rise up in the morning like a phoenix. And blast iron cell into a low-blooded anemic. The imperial. Material's venereal. MCs get murdered in cereal. You can't fuck with the material. Unorthodox paradox. I sit and sing widescreen Magnavox. Grab stock like Dr. Octopus. Cause war like the grandson of Kush. I'm hanging devil's heads on an evergreen bush. Sugar force the source of his bitches get exhausted. Pussy lips be dripping like leaky forces. Undercover see ciphers sprayed up like windshield wipers while I'm guzzling pipers. Changing my son's shitty ass diapers. Dime piece trapped in sync like midi time piece. You get stampeded by the wildebeest. I rap dash bust trash back like Chaoyun Fat. Opposition no forces give the eardrums flat. Common denominator. I swing the mic saber like Vader. You was fooled by the orientation made from a traitor. MCs get their wigs blown. Drown choked on fishbone. Choke on my death every time they break a wishbone. Eventually, I knew the whole world would mention me. Potentially, I have the key to make G's. MCs breeze on my tracks. I rock the boot with the trees. Killer bees spread rapid like diseases. Serious like the second coming of Jesus. Of Nazareth, be fabulous. Raise the dead crowd up like Lazarus. Hazardous vocabulary attacks, be beautiful. Acoustical notes we provoke. It comes out musically dope. Niggas realize they just can't cope. The hair busting out the head resembles fire and smoke, low.
The way of the samurai is found in death. Meditation on inevitable death should be performed daily. Every day when one's body and mind are at peace, one should meditate upon being ripped apart by arrows, rifles, spears, and swords. Being carried away by surging waves, being thrown into the midst of a great fire, being struck by lightning, being shaken to death by a great earthquake, falling from 1,000-foot cliffs, dying of disease, or committing seppuku at the death of one's master. And every day, without fail, one should consider himself as dead. This is the substance of the way of the samurai.
That was a quote from the movie Ghost Dog, starring Forrest Whitaker, with music from the RZA from the Wu-Tang. And again, the Hagakure, it's translated Hidden Leaves, and it was, I guess, poetry and obscure writings of various samurais that was put together in the period of the samurais in Japan, in feudal Japan. And in order to truly understand the mentality and the Bushido, or the way of a samurai, the way the samurai lived their lives, you have to understand what they did for a living, feudal Japan itself, and how life was then. It was much different than we're living today. And, you know, you have various people that have different types of philosophies, like you have Tibetan Buddhism, and you have Shintoism, and a lot of these different philosophies And some of them are very flowery and beautiful, and they speak to your soul and your heart, and they're enlightening and they're beautiful. But the difference with the samurai philosophy and feudal Japan was that they didn't have time for any flowery, safe space ruminations. It was life and death for them. And war was a way of life for them. It was little fiefdoms and hamlets and shoguns that owned plots of land. And, you know, they were constantly trying to, they were constantly at war with one another. So they, you know, these samurais were mercenaries. They were hired guns. And they would farm themselves out to the highest bidder. For the most part, they had honor and everything like that. But to be honest, you know, their profession was war and fighting and killing. And I guess to some degree, they tried to avoid fighting in the sense of showing that they were prepared. So if you had a powerful, you know, strong shogun, he would want to, you know, show that he had these samurais and these fighting men. And, you know, he had a strong hamlet and a strong organization behind him. So, you know, you wouldn't want to attack him, but it would happen. And again, they didn't have time for bullshit philosophy because they'd get killed. When you read like the Book of Five Rings and the Hagakure, you're reading some stuff that was written by a person that, you know, didn't see life the way we see it. Okay, they saw it really literally as life and death. And that's the purity and the pureness of the philosophy. And it really comes through, especially when you read the Book of Five Rings or the Hagakure. The Hagakure is very, very obscure. It's very dark. But it's profound, very profound. I tried to find the Hagakure. I found it, I think, in Spanish on YouTube, but I'm waiting to see if that Hagakure translation, the audiobook, comes out in YouTube so that I can kind of put it up. So, again, that quote from the movie Ghost Dog about the way of a samurai is found in death has to do exactly with that that time that they lived in. And it's, you know, something that, when you're living in this society in this time, and the way I always see it is that, you know, you need to really take yourself out of the paradigm that you're in and the gestalt that you're in, you know, and put yourself in literally in the position of the person that either you're dealing with or that you're trying to relate to, whether it's, you know, the Roman era or gladiator or, you know, an ancient philosopher or the ancient Greeks, the Spartans. You know, you want to put yourself in their position to see how they viewed life. And it's not necessarily an easy thing, but I think if you work at it and you put yourself in a position to learn about them and their condition, then you can relate a little bit better. And again, the more you do this and the more of a 360-degree view you have in life, the more it's going to benefit you. I get into a lot of that in some of my earlier podcasts, like podcast 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I get into diminishing returns and how are you investing your time. I get into a lot of those concepts. And, you know, if you haven't really listened to those podcasts, it's kind of worth going back and listening to, you know, I think 1 through 5, even 1 through 10. They're really short podcasts. They're like 10 minutes, 8 minutes. But I condensed down a lot of my thinking, a lot of Eastern philosophy, and a lot of good expression on those podcasts. So I, like I said, I recommend you going back and listen to some of them. If you're familiar with the topics, you know, you might want to brush over it or you might not need it. But if you're not familiar with it, I highly recommend going back and listening to that, especially concepts like point of diminishing returns and such. And I'll get into that real quick if you haven't heard it before, my view on it. And what that is, point of diminishing returns, is let's say that you have a race car and this race car can do a quarter mile in 10 seconds. And this race car that you have that can do the quarter mile in 10 seconds cost you $10,000. So it's a $10,000 car that can do a quarter mile in 10 seconds. Now, you want to make that car slightly faster, right? So you want to make that quarter mile, instead of doing it in 10 seconds, $10,000 car, 10-second quarter mile, you want to make that car into a 9-second quarter mile. So that car will no longer be a $10,000 car. That car will now, might be a $35,000 car to make 9 seconds. So you had to pay, I don't know, $20,000 just to, my math might be off, but you had to pay $20,000 just to get that extra second. You've hit the point of diminishing returns at 10 seconds. That's where you got the maximum return on your investment. Now, that concept translates into all of life, not just into race cars. So as you go about your business and go about your life and investing in things, you always want to look at point of diminishing returns. Case in point, kid wants a college education. So, you know, he goes to a 2-year college or a 4-year college and invests, you know, graduates college and he's $60,000 in debt. There's a real big chance he goes in for liberal arts. He's going to graduate. He's going to come out. And with that liberal arts degree, 2-year degree or 4-year degree, that he's going to be a receptionist or, you know, a customer service representative. And he's going to be making pretty much what the dude across from him who's got high school diplomas making. I mean, there's a really big chance that that could happen. So he's like really went over the point of diminishing returns because he didn't really get any return out of that college education or very minimal. Whereas you get another kid that, let's say, he goes to some type of trade school, and you got to be careful with the trade school. Some of them really suck. Some of them are really good. But you get a kid that goes to, let's say, diesel mechanic trade school, 18 months, he pays $20,000, really focuses, works hard on it. He pays $20,000 for this, and he gets out, and he's going to land a job where he's going to, out of the box, make his little $16 or $18 an hour, and he really got his return on investment if he works hard at it. So it's something that you really want to look at. Another concept I get into is how are you investing your time? Because time is money. If you're on Snapchat putting whiskers on and bunny ears, and you're doing this for hours on end, you're not really getting much return on that. And as a matter of fact, you're a fucking idiot if you're doing that. So, I mean, pardon my French. If you're a young kid, and I hate to judge people, but it's the truth, you know, if you're a young kid and, you know, you're having fun and you, fine, that's fine, you know. But again, you don't, that's not something that you're going to get any return on. It's just literally, it's something that the system is putting upon us just to divert us away from what really is going to benefit us, you know, as far as learning and working together and being with the family and investing our time to improve our lives and our livelihood, learning a trade, learning skills, learning how to work with one another. So there's some concepts that you want to look into. That's why people really should be reading, and even if not reading, listening to the right audiobooks, doing their research. And it's really important to look, like, one of my favorite, you know, historical figures is Hannibal Barker from Carthage, which is now modern-day Tunis, Alexander the Great. You know, these are people that, yeah, they were brutal and bloody people, but, I mean, that's the reality of the world that we live in, and that's the times that they lived in. And but being put in that position, they responded under pressure, and they led their countries to greatness and to victory, and they were great, tremendous tactical and strategic leaders. My guy's Hannibal. I love Hannibal, man. He's tremendous. Again, brutal and bloody time, but it's, you can learn from these people. You really can learn from history. History is the greatest teacher because it's it took place, and you can chart and graph and see the results and see what problems were put before these people and how they handled it and how they dealt with it. And it's all there for us right now. You know, it's, history is really tremendous. So, yeah, let's get into a little bit more music. And I guess I'm going to speak a little bit more. So let's hopefully you're enjoying this because I am. Let's get into it.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy Charlie Clips Holland. We in the building. And I came to destroy every beat they play in this motherfucker on Hot 97.
Oh, man. You know what it is. Funk Flex, Charlie Clips, we doing it again, why not?
Yes, sir.
You see us.
Let me take it from here, Flex. Crime Square, URL, what up? Beasley. Look, okay, at first I thought it was madness to do this, until my nigga Madness told me I should do this. Skeet on your girl wig, left her with a bad perm, then alley-oop her to my sons like Nash, word. I put you in a box or a glass urn, gun butt you in your knowledge, bet your ass learn. I throw that potato on a barrel, then call me Jamal, I shoot until the mash burn. Niggas wanna sleep, I'ma wake them. Dave Chappelle is mind and half bake them. Cat flying all in the air, graduation, cocaine flow supplied half the nation. Flex, holla at your boy, what you need, dog? I got everything from bars, hooks to weed, dog. Call me the key lord. I even got some fiends on the internet to snort a whole line off your keyboard.
Look, and Harlem ain't safe. Ain't no keyboards, there's no way you could escape. Stop it, we don't slap box, nigga. I make your body shift when the cap's locked and enter. Beef with clips, you don't need it. I backspace your mind till your thoughts get deleted. Look, I'm at the dealership, I'm trying to get a Wraith, y'all. No steering wheel, you gotta drive holding space bar. I'm out of this world, why race, y'all? Your mind on earth, well, mine's in space, y'all. Jaheim gun, keep it just in case, y'all. The new god of Harlem with no mace, y'all. Okay, flex, I'm killing them. Nah, I gotta keep it going, cause I ain't feeling them. I'ma have them saying they grace more than willing them. A real nigga, George Foreman, wouldn't try grilling them. Huh? Oh, I bet they all know so.
You know, like we just got, you know, we just.
I got 87, we in, bro.
Harlem, huh? Look. Okay, flex, now I bet these niggas know so. Feel like iced tea, cause I'm the man with the cocoa. Got my block jumping, no pogo. Work so fabulous, if you want a brick, say loso. Look, I serve mad heads, no homo. And I'm in the kitchen with the work, no adobo. Got the fiends all running for it like Flojo. Just to see me chop a brick without the dojo. Look, they say I'm all good. New Maserati dashboard, all wood. Summertime flow, but I keep it all hood. Be on death row tonight, so they say I'm all shook. Look, flex, these rappers just sloppy. Kinko should sign them, these niggas just copy. They mad cause they not me. Pull up in the drop three. New vest on in case they wanna Tupac me. Ah, rest in peace.
Huh? Huh? In case they wanna Tupac you?
In case they wanna Tupac me, man. In case they wanna do it. So I say, look. Huh? Rest in peace, Mr. Shakur. You know I do it big from the attic to the floor. My dope so good, it sit addicts on the floor. Your house so small, I think your attic on the floor. Huh. Oh yeah, they like the way I do it. They call me Mr. U-Haul, they like the way I move it. I'm the best out and on flex, I'ma prove it. Look, what that mean that I'm better, bruh. You only ride when they put 10 on regular. This new gun, I'll be dead in ya. Triangle infrared beam like the one he had on Predator. I go raw in her, she got a mean twat. You tryna take my C's like a weed spot. Fist fucker left my watch in that deep twat. I'd rather let my G-Shock find her G-spot. And then I buy another one. The head crazy, I thought she had another lung. You know what excites me? When they mother come. And I throw a party with my niggas and they mother come. Cause you know I don't respect the right. I treat these niggas like Kanye jeans and get them extra tight. Cause I'm extra nice and they irrelevant. They pockets saw one president, that's election night. Wow, I mean these niggas don't like that. I throw punchlines at them, they don't fight back. And they borrow niggas clothes and give them right back. Those they man Billy jeans, no Mike Jack.
Yo, there's something going on up here.
Hold on, we just started, you know.
Okay, something going on up here.
To these rat cats, cross clips, bad luck without the black cat. You getting drunk, my nigga, you need to pass that. These bars to kill niggas buzz, ask cat stacks. Whoa, huh, I'm showing them what real bout. You wanna battle, fuck money, bring your deal out. Fresh prints on a gun when it's still out. Bet your uncle Phil, it's time to bring your wheel out. DNA was popping, what it do call? Just caught me a new crib, added a new floor. It's funny, my car and my crib both got two doors. Bro, wave spinning, so what we need a pool for. Look, compare me to AIDS, how I move raw. And I be wigging on niggas like RuPaul. Man, that bitch kinda old, she a new whore. Has so many new balls, she can start a pool hall. Nah, hold on. We just vibing, we vibing.
Hot 97, baby, Funk Flex.
Huh, 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 look.
Niggas in my faction don't like asking questions. Strictly gun testing, coke measuring, giving pleasure in the Benzito, hitting fannies, spinning chips at Manny's. Hope you creeps got receipts. My peeps get dirty like cleats. Run up in your crib, wrap you in your polo sheets. Six up in your wig piece, nigga deceased. Why? May you rest in peace with my sycamore style. More sicker than yours. 4-4 and 54 draws as my pilot steers my leer. Yes, my dear, shit's official. Only the feds I fear, here's a tissue. Stop your blood clot crying. The kids, the dog, everybody dying. No lying, so don't you get suspicious. I'm big dangerous, you're just a little vicious. As I leave my competition, respirator style. Climb the ladder to success, escalator style. Hold y'all, breath I told y'all. Death controls y'all, big don't fold y'all. I spit phrases that'll thrill you. You're nobody till somebody kills you.
The incursion and bombardment of Gaza is not about destroying Hamas. It is not about stopping rocket fire into Israel. It is not about achieving peace. The Israeli decision to rain death and destruction on Gaza, to use lethal weapons of the modern battlefield on a largely defenseless civilian population, is the final phase in the decades-long campaign to ethnically cleanse Palestinians. The assault on Gaza is about creating squalid, lawless, and impoverished ghettos in the West Bank and Gaza, where life for Palestinians will be barely sustainable. It is about building a series of ringed Palestinian enclaves where the Israeli military will have the ability to instantly shut off movement, food, medicine, and goods to perpetuate the misery. Privilege and power, especially military power, is a dangerous narcotic. Violence destroys those who bear the brunt of its force, but also those who try to use it to become gods. Israel uses sophisticated attack jets and naval vessels to bomb densely crowded refugee camps, schools, apartment blocks, mosques, and slums, to attack a population that has no air force, no air defense, no navy, no heavy weapons, no artillery units, no mechanized armor, no command and control, no army, and calls it a war. It is not a war. It is murder. Images of dead Palestinian children lined up as if asleep on the floor of the main hospital in Gaza are a metaphor for the future. Israel will, from now on, speak to the Palestinians in the language of death. Those who orchestrate such sieges do not grasp the terrible rage born of long humiliation, indiscriminate violence, and abuse. A father or a mother whose child dies because of a lack of vaccines or proper medical care does not forget. A boy whose ill grandmother dies while being detained at an Israeli checkpoint does not forget. Families who carry the broken bodies of their children to hospitals do not forget. All who endure humiliation, abuse, and the murder of those they love do not forget. This rage becomes a virus within those who eventually stumble out into the daylight. Is it any wonder that 71% of children interviewed at a school in Gaza recently said they wanted to be a martyr? The refusal by our political leaders, from Barack Obama to all but five members of Congress, to the major media, to speak out in defense of the rule of law and fundamental human rights, exposes our cowardice and our hypocrisy. The public debate about the Gaza attack engages in the absurd pretense that it is Israel, not the Palestinians, whose security and dignity is being threatened. This blind defense of Israeli brutality towards the Palestinians is a betrayal of the memory of all those killed in other genocides in other times. The lesson of the Holocaust is not that Jews are special. It is not that Jews are unique. It is not that Jews are eternal victims. The lesson of the Holocaust is that when you have the capacity to halt genocide, and you do not, no matter who carries out that genocide or who it is directed against, you are culpable. And we are very culpable. The F-16 fighter jets, the Apache attack helicopters, the 250-pound smart GBU-39 bombs are all part of the $3 billion military aid we give to Israel. Palestinians are being killed tonight with American-made weapons. but perhaps our callous indifference to human suffering is to be expected. We, after all, kill women and children on an even vaster scale in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Say, a bunch of white flips and name flips. I bet that's how you gonna use his raps. I said, there's a difference between metaphors and real rap, and tonight he gotta find out the truth in that. See, what's that Ruger clap? You ain't gonna have a chance to start shooting back once I take these two cannons out, and Swavey had nothing to do with that. I said, Penn set it up. I wasn't the one who called them out, but somebody called a coroner, because someone gonna have to sort them out. Because he keep giving me the crooked eye. I gotta show him what I'm all about. But since you wanna deal with shady business, we gonna turn this to a slaughterhouse. Stand for my landlord, here to take you out your place. No Kit Kat with four bars, break him off, but I won't give him a break. One hit, I bet he kneel, cause my arm's strong since he the first in my space. He try to play Tim to T-Bow and do numbers on your face. I said real goons in the room, I promise he wouldn't dare talk. He talk about these pistols that he popped, but he wouldn't let a flare spark. See that tech too, it's like jet fuel, how I air marks. Boy, I let it fly, never come back, I'm a millionaire. I said I guarantee that it's check time. If I get the slap in your head, gonna be looking like you rapping like Tech N9ne. Nigga, you ain't even decent. I give him the do-rag treatment if he don't respect mine. That mean he tied up in the back with a part in his wig. Now I bet he make a headline. A lot of you around rappers said I ain't nice enough for the main stage. They telling irrelevant lies. Why? It's cause I'm white. They just want a stereotype. Watch her Eminem drink a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive. Hit thrown in the trunk, Undertaker style, and get buried alive. See me and security got ties. Don't be surprised. We got the weapon inside. Heckler will ride to hit your chest and rip your flesh and hit the fleck off a spine. See words put together so clever with excellent time. And neglected, they don't perfect it and put as much effort as mine. See, I still humble through these years, but now I'm destined to shine. But a lot of rappers won't rap unless they get a dollar sign. That ain't for the love of hip hop. How you respecting they rhymes? I tell them all, stop acting. Your bitch made it start stepping in line. My nigga, it's been 2 years. How much you gonna get paid off snack? You got flows, you do shows, well, how much you get paid off that? Cause I put money on your head, that'll get you killed. Look how I ate off that. I said I put money on your head, that'll get you killed. Look how I ate off that. Then bring a bitch to Louisville and slug her like a baseball bat. I said I had my goons follow from the back of you. Run up in your crib, slap your moms, and hit the old bitch with a spatula. I grab her by the hair, toss her down the stairs. She tried to grab on the banister. Boy, I bet she gonna die wherever your mother land, like Africa. I said, it's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in here. No, it's getting cold. You gonna get black buried if you keep acting bold. See, man, three of my niggas throwing the clip and low. Fifth a blow, get clapped on like a stripper pole. Now we stretched out from them four arms. It's like the Da Vinci Code. I said, what's up with all the fuckery? A lot of people been ducking me on camera. They don't fuck with me. In person, they say you suck to me. Come to my crib, find out where I live. I dare you try touching me. Come and knock on my door. I'll be waiting for you. Three's company, nigga. I said, we should have put some money on this battle. Would have been nothing to get him a new hearse. Cause I can steal Joe De Niro. It takes his own verse. Slow it down. I said, I can steal Joe De Niro. It takes his own verse. I said, fuck, I freezed off the top like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. These bullets like gas in a tank. My niggas will fill them up. I call this ice pick the quicker picker up because it'll pick them up. I start poking them and turn the old school Nickelodeon to spill your guts. Ran one light, man. All right.
The means, the end is power. Power, power corrupts. Shit. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Young black men, let us begin.
For the average person out there, they've never heard this term. Jordan, explain to people what Illuminati means.
Well, it comes from, the word Illuminati comes from the Latin word illumini or illumin, which it means light. And so anyone who is enlightened or brilliant, of course those who are the most enlightened are called brilliant, it implies those who hold the light, the enlightened ones, and they sent us a statue, as a matter of fact, those ancient Illuminatis sent us a statue called the Statue of Liberty. It's holding the torch of illumination, which is the Promethean torch of Freemasonry. And if you go to the Statue of Liberty, you'll see a bronze plaque inside saying that this was given to the government of America by the French Grand Orient Temple Masons. and it is a symbol of Grand Orient Freemasonry in America, the holder of the light. That's exactly the same torch that is carried during the Olympics.
Yeah, I had to mix in a little Jordan Maxwell there. I love good old Jordan Maxwell. He's like one of the original conspiracy guys. You know, he gets into a lot of etymology and astrotheology. I know Mark Passio and a lot of people were really influenced by him, and he's been around forever. If you can find his website, supposedly somebody hijacked or stole his original website that hoodwinked them and tricked them. But if you could find his actual real website, make sure it says support him. He's a real solid dude. He's getting up in age there, and, you know, he needs a little support. I love Jordan Maxwell. He speaks a lot of truth, man. Smart dude. So, yeah, back to the topic. I just sprinkled in some different beats and some songs, so hopefully you guys are enjoying that. And gave you a little bit of my philosophy. It's a real interesting time that we're living in right now, where we have to be really, really careful with everything that's being tossed at us. Everything, every effort is being made to throw us off center, to subdue us and subject us to slavery. Really, I believe that the ultimate plan, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but just, you know, I'm a researcher and I'm a student of knowledge, man, and it looks like they really don't have our best interest in mind. And I'll say it looks like they want to do a one world government where we're all subjected like to one leader. And at that point, you know, it's interesting. If you go online, there's a thing that's called the Georgia Guidestones. You know, like Atlanta, Georgia, the Georgia Guidestones. And it's a monument that was erected, and it has, I believe, it's written in 10 different languages. And it's repeating the same thing. It says that the population of the Earth should be held in harmony and balance with the planet at 500 million people. And I think there's 8 billion of us. So it really, it's some creepy stuff, man, if you read into it. And the situation is this: there's too many coincidences for all of this not to be true. If you just open up your eyes, look at the price of everything, man. It's funny. The other day I went to go get a Wendy's, and I try not to eat there too much, but you know, I was hungry. So I went to get a junior cheeseburger deluxe. And it was about $2. It was like $1.99. But I can remember, I don't know, 2 years ago it was $1. And everything is just pretty much like doubling in price. And everything seems to be getting smaller. I went to Dunkin' Donuts and I'm like, no, I want the regular donut. They go, no, that's the donut. And I'm like, holy shit. So there's definitely a plan that's being put forth. Some people call it Agenda 21, depopulation, population control, you know, with the vaccines, the fluoride in the water. This is all true, man. I wouldn't drink water out of the tap or fluorinated water. I have one of them Zero water filters. They're great. They do a good job. I filter all my water, even what I cook with, what I make coffee with. You know, there's a real agenda to really subdue us, man. And if you don't see it, you're stupid. You know, you got to open up your eyes. Like I said, I literally do not watch television. And in the event that I do watch it, it's because either someone else in the room has it on or, you know, I don't watch. It's gotten to the point where I literally just don't watch television anymore. I will say if it's a rainy day and, you know, I'm in the mood or whatever, I might watch an old episode of Breaking Bad or, you know, that Adult Swim like Delocated or The Squidbillies or something stupid. You know, sometimes I like watching stupid cartoons and stuff, like some old Dave Chappelle. But people got to wake up, man, and see exactly what's going on. You know, my concern is for the children and for those people that are less fortunate. Not that I'm greatly fortunate, but, you know, at least I'm able to pay my bills, thank God. But there's a lot of people that are less fortunate than all of us, and we have to be conscious of that. You know, the problem with a lot of people is they look in the mirror and that's who they care for. As long as they're doing good, you know, everything is fine. You know, my mom had a saying, one of her aunts or somebody would say, ya yo comí, ya comió todo el mundo. Puerto Rican. Now that I've eaten, everybody's eaten. And that's a lot of people's mentality. My mom wouldn't say that about her, but she used to say that. An aunt of hers used to say that all the time. Ya yo comí, ya comió todo el mundo. That's pretty messed up, man. Unfortunately, a lot of people think in that way. You know, they're just narcissistic, selfish, egotistical beings, you know, if you can call that a being. To me, that's more animalistic. That's living at like a very low chakra. So, you know, you got to, like I says, you got to do your research and you got to start reading about whatever topics really interest you, but get into something. And I recommend, especially for younger people, get into trades, get into wrenching, you know, mechanics, diesel, HVAC, you know, some skill trade, you know, that you can make a living at, because the younger people and the young population are becoming really highly unskilled and you know, the, you know, I did a episode on the Common Core teaching, and I could see it's really having an effect on a lot of people. That rational thinking has pretty much gone out the window. And it's getting harder and harder to find a person to have a good intellectual conversation with. You know, you can talk about, you know, the Yankees or, you know, just some subliminal stuff, some simple stuff. But it's getting harder and harder and harder to find somebody that you could have a real deep, you know, meaningful conversation with, where you could kind of exchange ideas and kind of learn a little bit from one another and you know, grow a bit from that conversation or that experience, you know, as a result of exchanging with that other person. So it's almost like people are proud that they're dumbed down. You know, you ask them a question, hey, what do you think about that? I don't know about that. I'm not into that. I'm into Eminem or whatever they're into, like whatever they're listening to. So we gotta, like I said, we have to really start making an evaluation on what we allow into our brains, what we watch, what we eat, what we read, what we accept, and just start really living our lives as truly sentient, self-realized beings. You know, and I'm not putting that out there just as words. You know, one of the main things today is depression. People are into this deep depression, and there's a lot of reasons for it. But I believe one of the main reasons for that depression, of course, there's going to be some people that they have some physiological issues and stuff, so they can't help it, and it's really tough. But one of the main reasons, I believe, for depression is that people are forgetting who they are, and they're predicating their whole existence upon what the media is telling them they should be. It's like people want to be bliss bunnies. They feel that they need to be happy every minute of the day, and everything should be totally fulfilling just the way they see on these reality TV shows. And if not, then there's something wrong with them. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to feel happy some days, and some days you're going to feel a little blue and blasé. Happens to me. But there's a way of looking at things, and I have a saying, and it's detachment equals liberation. You know, because all suffering comes as a result of an attachment. If you're attached to pleasure, if you're attached to just feeling good, if you're attached to anything that takes you outside of a normal sentient being life, then you're straying along the wrong path. You need to make a real effort and a real understanding of who you are yourself, and how your self-worth is not predicated upon anything outside of yourself. The minute you're looking outside of yourself for fulfillment, you lost, you're done. The minute you compete, the minute you begin to compete with somebody, you've lost just because of the fact that you're in the act of competing. Okay? Don't compete. Now, of course, you know, if you're in a competition in the sports, that's a different story. But what I mean by compete is, you know, he's got a bigger car, and he's happier than I am. He travels more than I do, and whatever the case is, you can't get into that stuff, man. You can't predicate anything, any of your self-worth on anything outside of who you are. And the most glorious thing that you could have is knowledge, because my brother once told me, once you have that knowledge, they can never take it away from you. You could have a man sitting in a cell or doing whatever, and he could create his own world within his mind with his knowledge, with his reading, with his understanding of situations, you know? So, yeah, this whole population is getting medicated down with antidepressants and opioids, and it's really bad. They're drugging up the kids on this Ritalin and all of these drugs. You know, they just can't wait to get people on medications, these pharmaceutical companies, and they want to they want to outlaw cannabis, which, you know, one of the reasons why they want to outlaw cannabis, and I'll just speak it, is that it makes you feel good. And my understanding is that it synchronizes, I think, three different systems, like your endocrine system, nervous system, and something else. But there's really nothing else that can synchronize these three systems within you as well as cannabis does. And when that happens, you feel naturally happy, and you just, you know, you have a sense of well-being about yourself. And it really cures a lot of different things in your system. And just in addition to just feeling good, I know that it has cancer-fighting properties, and it's just super healthy for you, for your pain, for your joints, for inflammation. And the pharmaceutical company can't have that because it's going to replace most of what's out there. And in addition to that, it lets you think critically and stimulates, you know, creative thought processes in a human, you know. So that's my view on cannabis, obviously. Supposedly it's going to be legal in New Jersey, so we'll see how that goes. And I'll leave it at that. So you have spoken here 11 minutes. And I'm going to get into a few more musical selections, and this will wrap it up for my speaking portion of it. Hopefully, you know, you did enjoy this episode. I'm going to play a couple of more beats, and yeah, let's get into it, man.
Choose the sword, and you will join me. Choose the ball, and you join your mother in death. You don't understand my words, but you must choose.
Unflammable, Noriega, aiming nozzles. Stay windy in Chicago, spine tingle, mind boggles. Kangos and rainbow colors, promoters try to hold dough. Give me mine before Poe, wrap you up in so-and-so. I ran the dark ages, Constantine the Great, Henry the Eighth, built with Genghis Kong, the red suede Wally Dawn.
I judge wisely, as if nothing ever surprised me. Lounging between two pillars of ivory, I'm lively. My dome piece is like building stones in Greece. My poems are deep, from ancient bones I speak. I'm overwhelmed, as my mind roams around. My eyes are visions, memory is the film. Others act subtile, but they fragile above cloud. They act wild and couldn't budge a crowd, no matter how loud they get. Though they growl and spit, clutch their fists, and throw up signs like a crip, and throw all types of fit. I leave them split like ass cheeks and rag pussy.
Hey yo,
lit.
Camouflage chameleon, ninja skill in your building. No time to grab the gun, they already got your wife and children. A hit was sent from the president to raid your residence, because you had secret evidence and documents on how they raped the continents. Enlist the prominent, dominant Islamic, Asiatic, black Hebrew, the year 2002. The battle's still with the rules. 6 million devils just died from the bubonic flow, or the Ebola virus, under the reign of King Cyrus. You can see the weakness of a man right through his iris. Unlawed use snakes get thrown in boiling lakes of hot oil. Uncoils your skin, chicken heads getting slim like olive oil. Only plant the seed deep inside fertile soil. Fortified with essential vitamin and minerals. Use the sky for breaking stuff and clouds inside my pillow. Rolling with the lamb, 12 tribes, 144,000 chosen. Protons, electrons, always cause explosions.
The banks of G, all cream downs a bet. Money feet good, opposites off the set. It ain't hard to see my C's need guard degree.
I got mouths to feed, unnecessary beef is more cows to breed. I'm on some tax-free shit by any means, whether bound to hit scheme or some counterfeit cream. I learned much from such swift cons to run scams. Veterans got the game spiced like ham, and from that, sons are born and guns are drawn. Clips are fully loaded, and then blood floods the lawn. Discipline, every action was a fraction of strength that made me truncate the length one tenth. With a stump, tweeters hiss like air pumps. RZA shaped the track, niggas caught razor bumps. Scar trying to figure who invented this unprecedented opium scented, dark tinted. Now watch me blow him out of shoes without clues, cause I won't hesitate to detonate them short fuse.
Now I throw shields on the dick to stop me from that HIV shit. And niggas know they soft like a Twinkie fillin', playing the villain, prepare for this rap killin'. Biggie Smalls is the illest, your style is played out like Arnold. And what you talking about, Willis? The thrill is gone, the black Frank White is here to excite, throw dick to dice. Bitches are like I'm brainless, guns are like I'm stainless steel. I want the fucking fortune like the wind. I squeeze gats till my clips is empty. Don't tempt me.
D-H-O-D, you don't man. Want the fuck. Here I am, I'll be damned if this ain't some shit. Time to spread the bud, deliver it over harmony grit. It's the mood killer death trap. Yes, I'm a jet black ninja. Come in where you rest at, surrender. Step inside the ring, use the number one contender. Looking cold booty like your pussy in December. Nigga, stop bitching. Button up your lippin'. From method, all you getting is the can of ass whipping. Hey, I'll be kicking. You, son, you doing all the yapping, acting as if it can't happen. Your frontin' got me mad enough to touch something. You want from Shaolin, Allen, and ain't afraid to bust something. So what you want, nigga? You want, nigga? I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real, 94, rugged raw, kicking on your goddamn doors.
Fuck like
the world, don't ask me for shit. Yeah. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips,
you don't stop.
Them niggas pack the clip,
keep on. Verse 2. Coming with that OE bro, met the cab, putting niggas back in ICU. I'm lifted, true. You can bring your whack ass crew. I got connections, I get that ass stuck like glue. Huh, no question, I'll be coming down and shit. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucking carpet get, and niggas love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark and they cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man, I'm a method man. Baby, accept it, utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop looking, listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my Charles Dickens.
Welcome
bitch
to my center. Honey's feeling deep in their placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Far from the inventor, but I got this rap shit sold. And when my Mac unloads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke, the faggot took the back way. So instead of making hoes suck my dick up, I used to do stick up, cause hoes is irritating like the hiccups. Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon, plus
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot,
niggas won't even stand next to you.
Nigga touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head, or motherfuckers dead. You thought so? Yeah.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Uh-huh. And everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips,
you don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip,
keep on. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake the hips,
you don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip,
keep on.
Bitch,
yeah.
Punisher, still got what you're looking for.
Elevator to the top, high. See you later, I'm going. Penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beach, French couch seats, 10,000 piece, rent out lease, with an option to buy, copping the five of Benz. So when I'm not, up in the sky, bluffing a lie, put my Twinzito up in the Benzito with my Kiko from Queens, nickname Benito. We go back like PAs and wear PJs. Now we reach the B gauge, running trains for 3 days. Who wanna ride? It won't cost you a dollar, whether sore for harder. Of course, you're still gonna holler, mama, I'm thick. I rip my through your hooters, I'm sick. You couldn't measure my for six rulers. Hold up, true lie, I'm all about getting new. But I knock that bull if you out to get boo.
I don't wanna be playing no more.
I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
Punisher, still got what you're looking for.
Uptown, baby, uptown.
I don't wanna be playing no more.
I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. Can the black brand, but last, I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade of that. Strong as you show class and pass my test. Fat breast, highly intelligent bachelorettes. That's the best, I won't settle for less. I want to get a brunette with unforgettable sex. I lay your head on my chest, I feel my heartbeat. We can park the Jeep, put my deep and just spark the leaf. It's hard to creep since I found Joe. Every pretty round, brown, wanna go down low. Put this bookie down, professional. I'ma let you know once I put the blows. Get your clothes, cause you got to go out the door downstairs. Little brown hairs everywhere.
You nasty twin.
I don't care. Round here they call me Big Buns. If you with the big guns, big tongue on to make a chick. Hot tub, popping bubbly. Rubbing your spot, love. Got to scream and punish me. But it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I leave and be like, don't stop getting in a hot tub. Popping bubbly. Rubbing your spot, love. Got to scream and punish me. But it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I leave and be like, don't stop getting it.
I don't wanna be crazy no more.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. And my subreddit is reddit.com/r/alphamalebuddhist. That's my subreddit where you can comment and interact with other listeners and it's a great forum to sit and have an open dialogue. So again, thank you for listening, and namaste.